Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Todd Smith, who's the President and CEO of Level 5, and we'll be talking about Retirement Resource Center. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
I always love talking with you because you've got some really calculated, wonderful ways you serve your clients. So I know that Level 5 Financial is launching this really exclusive resource for your clients. Let's talk a little bit about the Retirement Resource Center. What is it and how does it work?
Yeah. Great question. It's a relatively new division, I guess you could call it, of Level 5 Financial. The Retirement Resource Center, or RRC as we've coined it, is really a complimentary free financial education, financial advocacy, and financial planning service designed specifically for individuals, couples, and business owners in our community that are either in retirement or very close to retirement. And so I developed this division really with the vision of becoming one of the premier financial education providers in the community, and hopefully will be impacting in the neighborhood of 200 to 300 different families over the course of the next couple of years. So we're really excited about it.
So when I hear resource center, it sounds to me like it's a destination. So like, you know, here's all the resources to plan for a proper retirement. And so it seems to me like it is when you're working with your clients and you're talking about concepts or strategies, you then are directing them to here for taking it to the next level, going a little bit deeper and having those resources. You know, is that correct in how I'm thinking of that?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. You know, what we found, you know, I've been in this space for over 20 years. And so what we found is there's a handful of kind of topics that we see as major challenges in terms of people becoming prepared for retirement. So everything from general retirement planning to tax optimized distribution planning, Social Security optimization, long-term care insurance, et cetera, all these topics we have kind of identified as pitfalls. So the Retirement Resource Center is really going to be focused around those major topics. And so we'll do this in really two ways. We'll be providing very intimate workshops and then also intimate one-on-one kind of consultation. And so it's very targeted in these particular topics. It's really not just broad financial education. It's not the Dave Ramsey of the world. It's really targeted to retirement and preparedness, if that makes sense.
And probably mixing strategy with tactics. So here's why long-term planning is important, and here's some things you can be doing, you know, to accomplish that. And then, of course, when you're working with the client, now you're taking that strategy and then now molding those tactics for their specific situation.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, perfect example, we just taught a class on taxes in retirement. And, you know, so many people go through that particular workshop and are surprised of all the pitfalls and things they've never heard of. And we frequently hear, oh, I wish I had known this 10 years earlier. And so that's part of the vision. That's at the crux of what we're doing, is trying to preemptively empower people with the education and advocacy that they're not getting elsewhere for this really targeted kind of stage of their life.
Well, I think that people, it sounds to me like your clients will appreciate this because that's information that you can go Google, but then you get all distracted and confused. So now you're taking all of that and putting it into one spot in this resource center and having it in a logical, cohesive, concise teaching environment.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. I mean, you can find anything online these days, but information isn't always better. So we create that filtering process, right, in terms of here's the information that's going to be relevant and important to the client's situation. and save them a lot of time and headache. Anybody can Google tax law, for instance, but how does it really pertain? It's a different question.
Yeah. Right? Because there's 70,000, 80,000 pages in the tax code, so how in the world do you know how to apply that? Yeah, great point. So who's it designed for? You know, obviously someone that's facing retirement, but how many years out, and what type of, you know, is it, do you have resources for business owners, for, you know, couples, young, you know, middle age? What is the focus there?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, what I determine really is, you know, what is my craft and what is my team's craft? And our craft really is in that space in terms of coming down the retirement mountain. We always say that retirement's like climbing a mountain, right? On the way up is one type of skill set. On the way down, it's entirely different, with different challenges, different pitfalls, et cetera. So our expertise is really in that market of folks that are getting close to retirement. So think about 5 years out and those in retirement, because that's really where the type of people that we work with mostly, and that's where we're best trained. So we have the most impact we found working with those folks. And these could be individuals, families, business owners, some combination. So it's really, occupation doesn't really matter, but it's really that, you know, somebody has been a good saver and getting close to retirement. Now things are getting maybe a little bit more complicated, and they have to contend with, you know, Social Security, elections, Medicare, healthcare in retirement, taxes in retirement, which are entirely different than when you're working. Really, it's really in that kind of segment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does. And I think that's, again, when you have a one-stop shop, one place where you can go, okay, this is where I need to focus on, and I'm going to take it bite by bite. I'm sure it's not just a whole list of 378 articles and videos. It's nicely organized, so I can now move through at my own pace. So I think that right there would help people feel very comfortable that they can access information that ties along with the plan that you are designing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let me be clear. This is a free service, so this is a not-for-profit division of our business. It's free financial education, advocacy, and planning. It's really designed to be offered to our most important clients and their core, not their core, but their kind of circle of family, friends, colleagues, coworkers. So. This is exclusive just to our clients and their friends and family. It's not really being open to the public at this point. And so we feel that we can do a much better job in a targeted way, not only in the retirement space, but to a key segment of the population. We may expand it in the future, but at this time, it's really exclusive in that regard.
I love exclusive because people feel cared for and privileged, you know, so I think that's awesome. At what point, because you've got 20 plus years in the industry, at what point did you start noticing that this became a need? So how'd you create it? Because you hear about all these, you know, founders. I literally today was talking to someone that runs one of the largest softwares for managing the Airbnbs and the Vrbos of the world. And he said, one day I just noticed that this was a big need, and so I started developing it. So how did you notice that this was a need for your clients?
Yeah, so I've always known it's a need over the 25 years in the business. And I'll share my story getting into the industry a little bit with you maybe, but it's always been a need. And when we do these workshops and we're meeting people for the very first time, the need is evident. There's a lot of confusion in terms of these topics that we're talking about. But the educational component, I think, is what really inspired me. You know, when I got into the business originally, I did it really for mostly altruistic reasons. Of course, I studied economics and public policy in college, but I got into the industry because I looked around and looked at my family and said, you know, these are mostly hardworking, working class folks. None of them are prepared for retirement. And my father, interestingly enough, lost his whole life savings at one point after being sold what they call a sure thing investment years ago. Yeah. Now, it wasn't a lot of money at the time. I think it was maybe $50,000 in the 70s. But he lost
all he had.
It's all he had. And the kicker was it was actually a family member who was the advisor at the time. Mm. So when I got in the business, I was like, hey, this is a great opportunity to not only use my skills in personal finance, but also to make a difference. And unfortunately, over the years, what I've experienced is, and I can think back to, you know, at the beginning when I was sitting in conferences and branch meetings and talking to other advisors, and it was really all about sales quotas, who was making the most money. And it was really about very little about advocacy and education. And so that was really something I've seen over the last 25 years. When you ask somebody in our industry, a lot of the advisors, you know, what are you doing about education? They would say, well, we really don't get paid for that. So we don't do much. And so you have this industry that I've seen firsthand. I hear it from clients. I hear it from people off the street that's very sales oriented. And when, you know, when you're evaluating advisors based on production, not on advocacy and actually the type of work, it's a real problem. Another quick story. When I first got into the business, my mentor, I was assigned a mentor like a lot of greenhorns are. My mentor was the biggest producer in the office, of course, right? And so he was evaluated based on how much money he brought in the company. He was escorted out of the office within weeks of becoming my mentor because he was doing some unethical things. So he was fired. And the interesting thing that I always point out to people is he was hired by another firm right down the street within days. And the reason is because they knew he could produce, right? So over the years, this has just kind of been embedded. And I've always been educational. I've always been passionate about being an advocate for people, not the sales side. And so creating an RRC or the Retirement Resource Center was just an extension of that, of saying, hey, here's a way to really position and provide a much needed and valuable service that most people aren't getting, that's removed from any sales or ulterior motives. And so that's what I got really excited about the Retirement Resource Center. And
well,
what
you
you'll find
that some people, I was just going to say, when some people say, oh, we don't get paid for that, that's the short game. They want that sale. Boom, boom, boom. When you're taking the education and advocate for the success of your clients to heart, and you're teaching and educating, that like maybe pushes the sale down the road because you want them to fully understand. You want to teach this and this, which then could lead to a sale of something or another. But the focus is making sure they're educated. And to me, boy, that's the recipe for, you know, true trust and building that long-term relationship.
Yeah, I have people write a line down a piece of paper. On the left side is the RRC, or the Retirement Resource Center, or education in general. On the right, you could call it implementation. And so 95% of what we do really is on the left side of that. And 5% is on the implementation, meaning we spend a lot of time and most of our time on educating, being that advocacy or advocate for people, protecting people from Wall Street in a lot of ways. But if they need help implementing a plan or going farther, or if they want more of an ongoing, then we do have that capability of helping out at 5% of the time. But, you know, at the crux of this, again, is really, if you look at the statistics and the polls out there, and I tell clients this, I say, if you're going to introduce somebody to the Retirement Resource Center, as you should, 60 to 70% of people out there have never sat down with an advisor, let alone have they ever gotten free financial education and advocacy and planning. And if they have, guess what? They've probably sat down with somebody that had something to sell them, right? And so it's almost an ailment out there. And the second thing I mentioned before is we see time and time again, gosh, Todd, I wish I had done this 10 years earlier. And so that's why we spend so much time, because it is important. And occasionally it does, you know, people want us to help them long term after that. But that's secondary.
Well, it reminds me of two things. Like if I have 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend the first five sharpening the axe. And then also, you know, what is it? Prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. So, you know, many people are like, oh, you need this product or you need this financial plan or this. And you didn't really fully listen or teach or educate or learn what that client actually needs. You didn't sharpen the axe. And now with this Retirement Resource Center, you've got a mechanism that is helping your clients sharpen their axe and fully understand different things. And you're not jumping right to prescribing this or recommending that. That comes and can come, but with your focus of educating, it just really turns. I would think that it just really, people find it refreshing, I would suspect.
They really do. And that's the whole design, really, is to really continue what I've been doing my whole career and what I'm passionate about. You know, so I was excited and encouraged by the RRC because I can continue to do this advocacy work and this education work, but in a way and in kind of a construct that people understand and are more comfortable. So I had a couple, for instance, come in that was introduced to the Retirement Resource Center. They're in their 50s. They have three kids. We had our first meeting together, and I suggested we schedule our second meeting. And in doing so, I said, oh, by the way, don't forget, all my meetings are free. And you can kind of feel the relief and the smiles. And that was just gave confirmation that we're on the right track. But it's an entirely different, you know, they're not waiting. You know, let's face it, when people meet a financial advisor, they kind of run away. Right. It's kind of the leper in the room, like, oh, what is he or she going to sell me? Whatever the case may be, or their eyes glaze over. Working within the confines of the Retirement Resource Center, just an entirely different perspective and different feeling. They know they're not going to be sold something. So it is refreshing. That's a good way to put it, Mike.
Yeah, good. Well, I just think this is spectacular. I love how you're working with your clients and going deeper and providing them additional value for their core network. So let's wrap up with this, Todd. What's the best way that people can come learn more about Level 5 Financial and reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, the best way, as I tell everybody, is just a 20-minute phone call. My phone number is 719-323-1240, or email is always easy as well, and that's Todd, T-O-D-D, at level5financial.com, and that's the number 5, level5financial.com.
Excellent. Well, Todd, thank you so much for coming back on today. It's really refreshing hearing your points of view and how you work with your clients, and I appreciate you giving us your perspectives.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.